Get job ready today at Shasta College. Whether you're interested in accounting or agriculture, automotive or nursing, or any of our many other career trainings, our in-demand programs will give you the skills you need for a fulfilling and exciting future career. Planning to transfer? Start here and complete your first 2 years. Then transfer to a CSU or a UC with guaranteed placement. And the best part is, all full-time students get 2 years tuition for free. Choose the class format that works for you. In-person, online, hybrid, or 8-week accelerated courses designed for busy adults. You may even qualify for up to $4,000 per semester through our 15 to finish program. Restrictions apply. See a counselor for details. Fall semester begins August 18th, so don't wait. Enroll today at ShastaCollege.edu or call 530-242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Come.
He still believes the American dream, but his last breath he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Winona!
Good morning.
Oh, man. I could wake up to that for the rest of my life. Welcome back to the National Defense, one of our favorite people on the planet. Winona Judd is with us. How you doing, Winona?
I am rocking it, man. I am just ready to fire off.
Well, you're getting ready to fire off on this Greatest Hits tour. That's some pretty exciting stuff. The last time I heard from you or talked to you, we're based in Kansas City, and you were in Kansas City for the Big Slick event.
I'm everywhere, I think. I get paid to travel, and I play for free.
Wow. Wow. That's incredible. But it always seems like you're having such a good time doing it. I think that is honestly part of your charm and your appeal, because you just seem like you're always – you can't have a good day every day, I guess, but you seem like you do.
I pick moments to be grateful, and – I turn my pain into purpose, because I've learned how. I was raised by some very strong women that gave me quite a backbone. And I just keep on showing up. Like I tell this in an earlier interview, Mom died on a Tuesday and I woke up Wednesday morning and went and got inducted into the Hall of Fame. I showed up no matter what shape I was in. I knew that I had a purpose. And I think you just have to keep on walking. And I want people to choose life, because I have. And it's like, if I can do it, so can they. And I just keep on. I live on a farm outside Nashville. I have 40 animals.
40 animals?
I live as a farmer. I plant a garden. And I live very simply, because my lifestyle is so hectic. And I'm raising a 3-year-old granddaughter. And I just feel like these things keep me grounded.
Mm-hmm. That is so good. We're talking to Winona here in the National Defense. She's kicking off her Greatest Hits tour. And, you know, when I found that out, I went and just kind of, you know, went through your albumology. And, man, it is fantastic. Does it ever boggle your mind that, I mean, how many millions of records have you sold? And, it's just, talk about a library.
That's a great word. Well, this is corny, but true. Life is about the journey, not the destination. And I constantly am aware, like tomorrow's my 61st birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm keenly aware of my history. You know, I always go back in time and I stay in this place of just wonderment, because I can't believe it happened, but it did. I was 17 years old opening for George Strait.
Wow.
how in the world did that happen? You know, and it's like, it's so much bigger than me. It's not something that I take credit for because I know better.
Yeah.
Having shared a bus with Mom for 10 years, she would always say, it's not about you. It's not about you. And I would just take that and realize that I'm a servant of song. Mm. I do what I do because I love music so much I'm willing to put up with anything.
Well, you're talking to me.
Yes.
So, you know, that's so great to hear. And it's a great reminder, I think, for all of us, you know, how fortunate we all are, you know, to get to, especially to get to do what you love to do and use those gifts and abilities that you have been given. And, you know, you're a great reflection of that. Our audience, I think, you know, mainly active duty military and veterans and their families. And I know that you've performed for so many military people around the world, and it's just that's a special treat for them.
Well, it's my passion. You know, we live in the greatest country in the world, and I'm always aware of that every day because I was raised on welfare. And we went from welfare to millionaire, and that doesn't happen overnight. And it takes someone really driven to continue to say, it's not about what happened to me, it's about what I do with it that counts.
Yeah.
And I'm keenly aware of that tomorrow, especially as I sit around the fire with my family and we talk about the good old days. We don't stay stuck in that. We mm-hmm. continuously move forward and we look to the future. The military is my passion because when I was younger, I had to do some community service, and I did my community service at Walter Reed in Bethesda.
Oh, wow.
And it changed my life, and it made me a better person, and not bitter, but better. Mm. It made me realize that everything I have, to not take it for granted. And now that Mom is not here, I'm so aware of that, how fast life is going. And if someone on this tour can sit in the audience and choose life instead of what they're feeling inside, then I've done my job well.
You still talk to your mama?
I do every day. She, her ashes are scattered here on the farm, and I talk to her all the time.
I do too. I lost my mom a couple of years ago, and I've got a drawing of her on my desk. Say good morning to her, talk a little bit to her every morning, and you know, just I still feel that connection. You know, it's amazing.
I do too. I'm doing a record right now. I'm making my next record, and some of the songs on this record are basically me talking to her. So, yes, I'm always doing that.
That's great. That's great. We're talking to Wynonna Judd here on the National Defense and getting ready to kick off her Greatest Hits Tour. And I'm looking at these cities. You're going to be busy.
Shoo-wee.
Hey, opening for George Strait when you were 17, it just reminds me, you know, Cher, I don't know if you feel like you do have a lot in common with Cher. I feel like you do. And here's the reason why. She met Sonny when she was 16 and continued that journey with him for such a long time until she got out from under him and just finished her autobiography. And there are so many moments in her autobiography that reminded me of you. Is there any kind of a connection or kinship there?
There is. I agree with you 100%. I think being famous that early in my life was so exhilarating and terrifying all at the same time. I developed PTSD just because I'm so shy at the time and I'm so backwards. I have no idea what to do. And they had to send me to media school. They had to work on my wardrobe for me because I had no idea what to wear. I remember playing the White House and my mom sending me to the mall to buy an outfit because mine wasn't appropriate enough. I went through all of it at the tender age of 17, going out on the road and opening for some of the greatest artists of all time. And being 17 and not even knowing how to balance a checkbook barely, I don't know how I did it other than having Mom and a good lawyer. I don't know how I did it, but I did. And I think it's just because of the backbone that I was raised with, because we had nothing. We had no TV, no telephone, welfare, you name it. Our story is a lot like a lot of other people.
Mm-hmm.
We had absolutely nothing. We had what we absolutely needed, but the rest of it was extra, and we never had that until I became a high school graduate at 16 and got my record deal at 17.
Wow.
And I'm writing a book about it because it is quite a journey And I just continue to move forward no matter what shape I'm in. Mom died Tuesday night, Wednesday morning. Like I said, I showed up to be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame.
I remember that, I don't even think you wasted a minute debating that decision, right?
No, I did not. I knew, and this sounds really corny, but I'm a servant of song, much like a soldier is. Yeah. I have to show up no matter what's going on with my personal life. I have to show up and do my duty, and that's kind of how I'm in the Lord's army, and I just feel this sense of purpose that I have never gotten rid of because of my grandmother. She taught me so well. I'm so grateful for her because she always said, this isn't about you. This isn't about you. Don't take it personally. Just show up and do your job.
That's cool.
And be on time and be prepared.
That's so good. That's so good. And it, yeah, I mean, just like you were talking about, we share, because I also think that you are the embodiment of women empowerment. And maybe empowerment isn't the right word, but you just, oh my gosh, so many people look up to you, but so many women look up to you.
Well, I think it's because I'm living it. Like right now, I'm raising a 3-year-old granddaughter, and she doesn't care what number I am on the chart.
Boy, that's the truth. They could care less.
Care.
Kids and dogs.
And she wants a snack.
Yeah. Yeah, Wynonna, who? Give me a snack.
Yes.
Yeah, I love it. Wynonna, thank you so much for taking the time. Best of luck on your tour. You don't need it, but that is so good. I hope I'm going to be around one of those places that you're playing, and I know all of our listeners are. So thank you so much for taking this time.
Well, God bless America.
Love it. Love it. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
The Home Depot has fast, free delivery on the perfect gift to help Dad do more this Father's Day. Because Dad is more than just a dad. He's groundskeeper of the yard, the perfecter of the patio, and the cleaner of the clippings. How are Dads doing with Ryobi cordless outdoor power tools from The Home Depot? Like the Ryobi 40-volt string trimmer kit for $159. For everything Dad is, find the perfect gift at The Home Depot. Subject to availability, see homedepot.com/delivery for more details.
Hello, Detroit. It's the Ford Motor Company. This city has changed a lot over the last century. So has America. And we wouldn't have been around for this long if we didn't turn that change into progress. We've pledged to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to provide access to North America's largest public charging network, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035. And we couldn't have done it without the thousands of Detroiters working with us to turn progress into a reality. We're proud to be built for America. We're even prouder to be built by Detroit. And though we've helped give the Motor City its name, the Motor City has given us our legacy. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Based on original equipment manufacturers, automotive manufacturers that sell all electric vehicles and have publicly announced charging networks. Department of Energy data used. Ford Pass compatible with select smartphone platforms is available via download. Message data rates may apply.
Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line. They truly are a military-friendly company. They have a military appreciation program that was created for veterans, by veterans, with a mission to deliver amazing vacations for active-duty military, veterans, and their families. The program includes a 10% discount off all cruises, plus special onboard experiences, and is combinable with current NCL promotions. So military families can get the most out of their R&R at the best value. Register today at ncl.com/military. Norwegian Cruise Line. Ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Hey, as a veteran, you understand how crucial it is to be connected to loved ones. And T-Mobile is committed to helping your community stay connected. With exclusive wireless plan discounts for military and veteran families, those who serve save with T-Mobile. And beyond savings, T-Mobile is proud to be a military-friendly employer and has hired 10,000 veterans and military spouses. And they're not stopping there. Just head to T-Mobile.com/military-discounts to learn more about their commitment to military and veteran families.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing.
To get the help you need.
To find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Signorama presents Bruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay in Redding on Saturday, June 21st, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Join us for this unforgettable 21-plus event featuring over 20 craft breweries, live music, games, delicious food, and more.
Next to the Sundial Bridge along the Sacramento River.
With cold beer, great company, and outdoor fun.
All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational programs and exhibitions.
Don't miss Bruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Saturday, June 21st. Get your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Hey, listen, you know, we've been talking about World War II this month, obviously, the 80th anniversary. Some great books, some great documentaries that are around there, and another great book that's out right now, Nothing But Courage. It's such a good read. The 82nd Airborne's daring D-Day mission and their heroic charge across the, I think I'm saying this correctly, La Fiere Bridge. And James Donovan is the author. Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me.
Is it La Fiere? Am I close?
Just La Fiere, yeah.
La Fiere, okay. You know, I love these kind of stories. We had Ken Burns, the documentarian, on this morning, and he's releasing a whole new documentary series in November. And some of those, you know, some of these little battles or that seemed little at the time that turn out to be so important. I love those stories because you kind of, you know, you get into the weeds on some of this stuff. And that's what this bridge, it was crucial to the success of D-Day, right?
Yes. And, you know, I was surprised that I hadn't heard about this because, like you, I've read several books on D-Day, The Longest Day by Cornelius Ryan, which is still a great book, one of the first. And, you know, Ambrose's Mammoth book on D-Day, which is excellent, and several others, and I hadn't heard much about it. And I think that's because we like to encapsulate events into a short space. And you know what? D-Day, June 6th, this is what happened on D-Day. Omaha Beach, June 6th, D-Day. The Lafayette Bridge wasn't taken until 3 days later, D plus three, June, the morning of June 9th. So it's kind of outside that. And I don't think it makes, you know, a lot of accounts of D-Day and is forgotten because of that.
Yeah, I think you're right. And, you know, I referenced Ken Burns. His documentary series is going to be on the American Revolution. And we were talking about, and you referenced a lot of this kind of stuff in your book, but how these heroes, these characters, they didn't know. I mean, they were just men, you know, or a lot of them were boys. And it's like Ken was talking about this morning, you know, George Washington didn't know he was going to be George Washington. And to see the human makeup of all of these people and their flaws and their courage and sometimes their fear, it just lets you kind of in on what some of these people were. You talk about Lieutenant Turnbull, a half Choctaw native whose platoon held off a furious counterattack by hundreds of German soldiers. Talk about that guy a little bit.
Yeah, and you make a good point about learning about people and what they're really like. I made a serious effort in this book to try to give readers just a little bit of information about almost every character, because when I'm reading a history, military history or not, and a name is mentioned, you know, you're not emotionally invested unless you know something about them. So I wanted to do that. Anyway, Lieutenant Turnbull, yeah, he was, you know, a grown-up hunting, and he was a tough, tough guy. Everybody respected him. He was given the assignment of taking a platoon, about 40-something men, about a mile or so north of San Mary Gleese, that crucial crossroads village that they took at 4 o'clock in the morning to prevent Germans from sending reinforcements, you know, to the beach. He took his men up there, established. They dug in along the main road going north-south, and over the space of 4 or 5 hours, they held off hundreds and hundreds of Germans, at least a battalion, probably more, with, you know, they didn't have more than a couple machine guns. They were brought an anti-tank gun, which helped because there were some tanks and armor coming at them. The Germans were flanking them on both sides. They finally got out of there and retreated, and I think there were 16 men available that made it back. And Turnbull was killed the next day, I believe.
Wow.
That's those, yeah.
Oh, that's incredible.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The trials and tribulations of false progressivism are upon us, and their forces have gathered strength like never before. What's the solution? Join us on Liberty Nation Radio to find out.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Oxum, Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, and ultimately a masterpiece cigar from the A.J. Fernandez factory. Complexity defines this stick. Notes of black pepper, cocoa, hickory, and nutmeg. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
You're invited to learn the basics of American Sign Language, brought to you by United Way. Free classes will be led by native deaf signer Liz Southworth. You'll learn ASL letters, essential phrases, and full sentences to help you introduce yourself and communicate with confidence. The first class meets Mondays through August 4th from 3 o'clock p.m. to 4:30 p.m. A second session begins Friday, June 13th and runs every Friday from 5 o'clock p.m. to 6:30 p.m. through August 8th. These will be held at 3300 Churn Creek Road in Redding. Call 530-241-7521 to sign up today.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
We're talking to Jim Donovan here in the National Defense. His new book, Nothing But Courage, The 82nd Airborne's Daring D-Day Mission. And, you know, this is a bloody three-day standoff, right, against tanks and artillery, culminated in a near-suicidal charge across the narrow 500-yard causeway beyond, straight into the teeth of a fierce German defense ordered to hold it to the last man. And another surprising thing that these guys didn't know was about the water, right?
Oh, boy. You know, a couple things they didn't know about. They were dropped about between 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock a.m., a few hours before the seaborne forces landed on Utah. And they didn't know that the Germans had dropped the gates at high tide down where this river, the Murderay, dumped into, it hit the Duvet River and flowed east to the English Channel. And so where there was once this narrow, maybe 10, 15 yards, gently flowing river, barely worthy of the name, I think I've seen it. Now it was this swamp that at places was more than half a mile wide, and they didn't know anything about that. So you can imagine the shock of these men in the dark jumping down and hitting water, and some of it, you know, but most of it wasn't over their heads, but some places were. Dozens of men drowned died.
Yeah.
They were, you know, heavily armed and you know, loaded with, you know, they had these huge pockets with all their, you know, all their supplies and ammo, and some of them just couldn't get out of it. And, you know, there were hundreds of others who finally did, but, you know, they dragged themselves to dry land, and, you know, it was very tough, and it took a while to organize.
And now you're wet. Now you're wet, and you got to do this mission. You got some great pictures in this book, and I'm looking at a fully loaded 82nd trooper struggling up into a C-47 transport plane. Just that effort alone would want to make me go home.
Yeah. These guys carried probably 80 to 100 pounds, maybe more, of material on them, because there was no line. There were no lines, you know, rear. There was no rear that they could be reinforced from or supplied from. They had to carry everything. They carried 3 days of rations, C rations,
wow,
K rations, and lots of ammo, of course, and, you know, their M1s. Some of the non-coms and officers had carbines, or a few of them had, you know, machine guns. But, and they, of course, they all had, you know, a couple knives, but they actually, most of them had to be helped up into the airplane. They were carrying so much with them.
Well, and you also, it's great you got to interview about a dozen of the 82nd veterans. How was that?
And that was a great honor. I grew up, my father was part of the, you know, greatest generation. He was deaf in one ear, so none of the services would take him, but he was in the Merchant Marine during the war and served admirably. But, you know, I grew up with these men as my heroes, and so I jumped on this story when I got a chance to tell it, because I've always wanted to do something about World War II. I interviewed about a dozen of them about 4 years ago, maybe 3.5 years ago. I think they're all gone by now because, you know,
sure,
D-Day happened almost 81 years ago.
Right.
And all of them were, these men were so young, except for the officers and some of the sergeants who might be a few years older. They were all between 18, 19, and 20, 21. Most of them were very young. But of course, they were extremely well trained. They were trained at least for a year on all manner of areas. And boy, they were, you know, back then we didn't have SEALs. We didn't have the special forces.
Right.
At two elite units, the Army Rangers and the Airborne. They were truly elite. They were trained much harder and better than, you know, the foot soldiers. And they really were special forces back then.
Talk about this Brigadier General James Jumpin' Jim Gavin, the youngest combat general in the Army, 37, and assistant commander of the 82nd Airborne. Man, I'll tell you what a job at any age, but 37 years old.
He was an extraordinary commander. He was the deputy commander. Matthew Ridgway, of course, who is probably, many people think, one of the greatest generals we've had at any time, and went on to prove his worth throughout World War II and in the Korean War. He was the commander. The deputy commander was James Gavin, who had gone through West Point without going to high school.
Huh.
He was raised by a foster family in the coal country of Pennsylvania, pulled out of school after eighth grade, which often happened before, I'd say, World War II, if the family needed somebody else to work,
right,
you learn your reading, writing, arithmetic, and then you're pulled out, because what else do you need? And he worked, and at 17, he left, joined the Army, and some smart sergeant saw that there was something to him, because he was a big reader, and got him in a prep school that might lead to West Point, and he passed the prep school and was picked for West Point, graduated without having gone to high school. Extraordinary leader, very a good-looking guy, looked like he could have played, you know, a Western hero,
right,
in Western, and very inspiring. Ridgway was inspiring, and everybody respected him, but Gavin, men start talking about him, and you know, they get tears in their eyes. If any soldiers loved their leader, they loved Gavin. He didn't never raise his voice. He talked very quietly, but he was very smart. He wrote the actual first handbook on the airborne. He knew more about airborne than anybody else in the world. He was an amazing leader.
Well, I would encourage everybody, especially if you're interested in World War II history or military history. Jim, how long did it take you to write this book, man? It's a tome.
It took me longer to research and write this than we were in the war, about 4.5 years.
Wow.
Research is the fun part because you know, you're talking to men and you're reading about stuff, and then you got to do the hard part of putting it all together. But it was an honor and a pleasure.
It shows, and I like the way that you really bring to life kind of the day-to-day stories of these people, especially you mentioned Armed Forces Radio Network and guys responding to that and what they're listening to. I really, really give some color and background to these guys, and that's a cool way to tell that story.
Yeah, well, I think just like any story, whether it's fiction or nonfiction, details bring a story alive.
Yeah.
And I like to add those wherever possible. Whenever I talk to these veterans, I ask them questions they've never been asked before. Like, you know, you're lying in the grass behind a hedge. How hot was it? What did you say? You know, things like that they were seldom asked, and it took them a while, but they gave me a lot of details that I used that I think make some of the scenes more vivid.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's called Nothing But Courage, the 82nd Airborne's Daring D-Day Mission and Their Heroic Charge Across the Lafayette Bridge. Jim Donovan, thank you so much for the time, man. Great book.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible with support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing,
to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we, because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
This Father's Day, help Dad be all he can be with a gift from the Home Depot. Because he's not just Dad, he's the handyman of the house, the plumber in a pinch, and the emergency mechanic. Upgrade his gear this Father's Day with the Husky Mechanics 270-piece tool set from the Home Depot. Now on special buy for $119, a $695 value. For every kind of dad, find the perfect gift this Father's Day at the Home Depot.
Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line. They truly are a military-friendly company. They have a military appreciation program that was created for veterans, by veterans, with a mission to deliver amazing vacations for active-duty military, veterans, and their families. The program includes a 10% discount off all cruises, plus special onboard experiences, and is combinable with current NCL promotions, so military families can get the most out of their R&R at the best value. Register today at ncl.com/military. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Hey, as a veteran, you understand how crucial it is to be connected to loved ones. And T-Mobile is committed to helping your community stay connected. With exclusive wireless plan discounts for military and veteran families, those who serve save with T-Mobile. And beyond savings, T-Mobile is proud to be a military-friendly employer and has hired 10,000 veterans and military spouses, and they're not stopping there. Just head to T-Mobile.com/military-discounts to learn more about their commitment to military and veteran families.
Hi, I'm Mike Richmond of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs with information on an important free resource for veterans, the VA Health and Benefits app. The tool is like a one-stop shop for veterans. It allows them to view or cancel VA medical appointments, send and receive messages from healthcare providers, and download VA benefit letters to provide veteran status or disability payments. Veterans can also manage existing VA claims, find the closest VA medical centers, and get quick access to the VA crisis line. You can download the Health and Benefits app on your iPhone or at the Google App Store, or wherever you normally get your mobile apps. If you already use this app, please share your feedback on your phone's app store. That's the VA Health and Benefits mobile app.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Helicopter rides, airplane rides, classic cars, aircraft displays. It's all happening this Father's Day. Aviation Day, Sunday, June 15th, from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Benton Airfield in West Reading. Admission is free and parking is free. Sponsored by the Reading EAA. Come for a great breakfast. Put on by the Mount Shasta 99s from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Adults are $10. Kids from 5 to 12, $5. Kids under 5 are free. Aviation Day, 2025, Father's Day, Benton Airfield.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
And I produced with my wife and co-starred in a Western that we're at the Beverly Hills Film Festival this weekend. So we've got stuff going crazy.
That's a good problem to have, though, right?
Yes, believe me. Yeah.
You know, Roma Downey.
Trying to wake up.
Yeah. We had Roma Downey on a couple of weeks ago talking about the Baxters. And, you know, how nice is it to have, like, a real compelling family show that everybody can watch. That's kind of a novel idea.
Well, by the way, it's all thanks to Roma, because Roma's the one who read Karen Kingsbury's books and said, you know what, this would make a great show. And so Roma bought the rights to some of the books, and that's how that happened. And, you know, Roma, working with and for Roma, is magical. It's, you know, it's fantastic. And the show is, it's catching on. People are watching it, and they're finding that people who watch it can't stop watching.
Yeah.
They keep getting sucked in, and it's, Roma Downey's husband calls it Melrose Place meets the Bible. I think it's pretty accurate. Actually.
That's pretty accurate. Yeah. Well, and it was one of the things that, you know, when I read the couple of storylines in the beginning there, I told Roma, I said, you know, it's nice to have a family show that actually talks about things that really do happen in families. I mean, it's not just all, you know, Leave It to Beaver and, hey, let's make some cupcakes. I mean, there's some real drama going on in this thing.
Yes. In fact, one of my buddies the other day called me up and I said, how you liking it? And he said, we love it. But he said, we had to stop. He said, this particular episode, he said, it's too close to home.
Wow.
And he said, man, he said, we can just so feel this. And I thought, wow, it's working.
Yeah, that's when you know you've done something special. It's on Amazon Prime. Yeah. It's called The Baxters. And your other show, where you play Derek on Shrinking with Jason Segel and Harrison Ford, I got to tell you, that is one of the funniest shows I have ever seen. That's on Apple Plus, I believe, right?
Yeah, yes, Apple.
And that dynamic between Jason Segel and Harrison Ford and really the entire cast is just like, man, it's so out of left field.
Yes, that's so true. It's brilliant writing. I'd say it's the best writing that I've been a part of in my career.
Yeah, I'll bet.
It's super smart. And we're doing season two right now, and we're halfway through. And I can guarantee that season two is going to be really something. It's a... I pinch myself every day. Just can't believe it. You know, that I get to be a part of these two shows and you know, I'm working opposite Harrison Ford. Jason Segel. Are you kidding me?
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool. Let me
Ted McGinley here on the National Defense.
Harrison.
Yeah.
You get Harrison going on stories.
Man.
It's as good as it gets. Yeah.
You know, it's funny, and we've never had Harrison Ford on the program, but, you know, I've read some things about, there's a place, we're based in Kansas City, Missouri, and he comes into Kansas City, and goes to a small town just outside KC, and he goes, I think he buys like, knives or something like that, but he comes in and he frequents this little store.
Yeah.
And he's just like a, you know, they always describe him just like a regular guy.
Yeah, that's him. I mean, and he is one of those guys that would find out, where do they make that knife?
Yeah.
I'll fly in there and I'm going to buy. Yeah, that's him. He's very specific, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
But he's just interesting. Like he's just so interesting. He's been all over the world. He's got interesting stories. He's got really bad jokes. And I've enjoyed very much hanging out with him.
Don't fly with him. Don't fly with that guy.
Well, yeah. You know, he still flies all the time. I mean, he flies a jet. He's 81. He flies a jet. He flies a helicopter. He flies multiple planes.
Yeah.
You know, he's pretty amazing.
He crashes. He walks away from it. I mean, he's just like, you know.
He's superhuman.
Yeah, I think he is. We're talking to Ted McGinley here on the National Defense. You were also in one of my favorite movies, Young Doctors in Love. I mean, if people
get out of here,
I love that.
Not one of your favorite movies.
Absolutely, and if people have not seen that movie, I would encourage them to go back and watch that movie. You're in Revenge of the Nerds, Wayne's World 2. You've been in some good ones, man.
Yeah, I've been in some good ones. I've been in some bad ones. I've paid for my kids' education and put food on the table and clothes on their back. And that's so, right. You know, I've done whatever it takes to make sure that my family is, you know, done okay. And so far, so good. So, yeah, you know, I'm proud of the fact that I'm still around and that I feel like I've gotten a lot better in the last 10 years. So I like to consider myself a red wine. you know, I love my wife. We're empty nesters and we're having the time of our life.
It's the best time.
And so, you know, I feel so fortunate at this time in my life.
It's the best time, man. My wife and I are empty nesters, and we didn't take up camping until the kids left. And
yeah.
And it's just like, mad. It's just, we can't wait to make a plan now.
That is so cool. Do you guys have a motorhome that you go in, or do you?
We had a motorhome, and we went to the travel trailer, which kind of gets you there a little bit faster.
Yeah, yeah.
We just took a camping trip to a place we went to Bentonville, Arkansas, and it's beautiful. Bentonville, you think, you know, Walmart, but it's like the mountain biking capital of the world, and it's just the.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's the whole state is just absolutely beautiful. It's like 75% of the state is natural or national forest. So, yeah, we just, you know, we take our two dogs, we pack them in, and
that's awesome. That is really fun.
It's great.
You know, the other thing is that we just fostered a dog. My wife was part of this fostering group, and so we got a dog. I was away on a trip, came home, and all of a sudden we're fostering a dog, and then he never left. So now, you know, all we talked about was, you know, when our kids leave, we're going to travel, we're going to go everywhere.
Right.
And then we have a dog. And now we're going nowhere. And all we're thinking about is, well, what about the dog?
What kind of dog?
Well, he's a mini pin. He's a toy mini. He weighs less than 4 pounds. He's teeny. So literally, I take him with me. Like, my wife is in Ohio. She's from Ohio. So she was in Ohio last week, and I took him to work with me. And, you know, he just sits in a little teeny bag when I take him into the studio, and then I'll put him in my trailer. And he's so teeny, and we make a cozy little spot for each other. And, you know, it makes a day at work really fun.
Wait a minute. I'm guessing his name is Killer or Gorilla.
Okay. They left him. They found him in a parking lot. He was abandoned by a homeless group. One of those dollar store parking lots.
Right.
And so the taco lady truck picked him up, and so they said he wasn't quite a dollar, so they named him 50 cents.
50 cents.
So we named him, so now he's 50.
50 cents. I love that. That's great.
And he's famous. Yeah, so it's 50.
I love it, man. That is so cool,
Tim. So thankful.
Yes. Well, absolutely. And we've got two pit bull rescues that are equally thankful.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
really?
Oh, man. They're just the best ever. Just the best. But hey,
we have a friend that has a pit bull rescue. Same thing. And when you see them side by side, it's just hysterical.
Right.
Yeah.
I would encourage everybody to watch The Baxters on Amazon Prime. Check out the first season of Shrinking to get ready for season 2 on Apple Plus. Ted, what a treat, man. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you so much. I honestly am just honored to be on your show and honored to be in front of your audience.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The trials and tribulations of false progressivism are upon us, and their forces have gathered strength like never before. What's the solution? Join us on Liberty Nation Radio to find out.
author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.